This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know the story? The song playing in the background right now. Mr. Jazzik Ulazi featuring Zuma and Mpura. Welcome to the last hour of the show for Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. I'm chilling with someone really, really cool. But before I let you in on who's in studio, there's a message here that says, King Bash, it's Monday, Batong. You want us to leave work to go to the nearest liquor outlet? Can you please turn down the heat? Now, trust me, it's about to get worse because I'm with someone really, really cool, man. As I mentioned before, he is called Abutiwadi Operations, the Operations Master, the Operations Brother, right?
Thank you, JZQ.
A record producer, award-winning artist. He goes by the name of Tumelo Manyoni, bro.
Yeah.
You know, but we all know him as Mr. Jazzik. My brother, good afternoon. Welcome to the studio, man. How you doing?
Firstly, thanks for having me on the show, my brother.
Yeah.
I think I've been in PLK long enough now. Like, gizu bolelas.
Ah, what you amogas chome ka weeds? Njoo niko weeds ubulela expedi.
Chome. Ekubuhlungu. I'm very hey, yay. Go with her bombastic.
Hey Joe, what's up again? Oh my goodness. Oh man, it's great to have you here, brother. I mean, the last time
Thank you so much, dog.
We were at one of my events that I do, which is Gene to Gene. That's the last, early August, right?
Yeah.
And you were with Vigro as well. You're with Vigro Deep as well. So, Polokwane really loves you, bro.
Sure.
But I need to find out, what is it that you love about Polokwane?
I think I'm more of like original person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm more for the original energy, you know?
100%.
Versus the fabricated energy, you know?
Mm.
And Polokwane, Nayan compliment that is Sahafi. The way bampitsang ka teng, you know? And hakili,
sure.
Like it's I feel no different from being Kokasiak.
Oh man.
You understand?
Amazing, man.
So I can simply walk around Kokasi, shake everyone's hand as if like akuna floor.
Sure.
You know what I'm
sure.
saying? The culture. Na vele ki mutswa strata. So
sure.
I'd rather go and chill Kokasi than like yesterday in Plumeko Westies.
Sure.
For that other thing in a way, yeah. So that's the type of energy that I like.
Yeah.
That's the type of energy in Naki, ki appreciate that.
Sure.
I understand.
Sure.
Because everyone all in there, which genuine. Nah. I understand.
Not clean.
Yeah, unlike Hakilko. 1%.
Yeah,
so it's also not
let's not go there.
Yeah.
Let's not go there. All right, so I need us to play a quick game.
Sure.
Right? I call this this or that.
Mm.
So basically, I'm going to give you two options, and you have to choose one.
Okay.
That's simple, Michumi. That's simple.
Yeah,
all right. Twitter or Instagram?
Insta.
Making music or performing on stage?
Performing on stage.
Winter or Saba?
Winter.
Sneakers or formal shoes? Let's go.
Sneakers? Sure.
Okay. Well, say it with your chest, Pat.
Hey, my brother, I'm not a proud of anything. See.
Cider or brown liquor?
But how do I advocate on something that I don't know?
Okay. You see, it's fine.
Can we pass?
It's fine.
Thank you.
Jazzik or Jazzik Q?
Jazzik. Q for the people, my brother.
Jazzy Q.
Dango.
Ah, Bakwile. Bakwile. Can you listen to the speed? Bakwile.
Hey.
Right? I mean, there's something else I needed us to touch on, my brother. You know, I mean, you're one person that's in the public eye,
sure.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, that comes with a lot of challenges. We're not going to sit here and pretend like it doesn't. And everything you do is scrutinized.
Sure.
And you often train for things outside music, you know?
Sure.
Let me know. I mean, how do you deal you know, with all of that when things are said about you on the socials? Like, how do you deal with it?
I think also, they didn't say it, you need to build character for a space like this, because you cannot take you can't take Tumelo and put him in front of the millions and millions of people.
Sure.
Because how is he going to take care of Jazik? How is he going to take care of Black is Brown? How is he going to take care of Vibes on Main? All of those things.
Yeah.
I understand. So there is an individual before the work. So with you being the work and also providing the work, you must also create space for all of those things that come with it. So basically, having to be in a space where you have to entertain so many people with such little time that you have.
Yeah.
You obviously have to create a space where you're just like, okay, this is the time for the people, you know, so that you can come back, switch off, and then unese Jazik from perspective Tumelo. Okay, sharp. But you cannot give the people yourself.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to end up losing yourself.
100%.
Trying to also advocate Hore. Yeah.
School is important. I hear you. You're on fire.
Baraki Eju.
Eju.
Eju. How's na Eju? Uchabali Imba. Why is it dead then? It's not a dead then.
You did a Q&A on Instagram, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Recently, you know, you mentioned that you've been getting death threats or whatever. How do you deal with those? Is this something maybe you're comfortable talking about as well? I can't put it out there if you're not comfortable talking about it.
I mean, if by KMC to Khurban Police available, police.
Sure.
But in any way, like, I did nothing wrong to anyone. You know what I'm saying? So, if it was if it is a situation of me actually putting my life in deeper danger, then I be jwalo. But I cannot live in fear because Batubaba only wants something out of me. You know what I'm saying? I don't owe people. I don't do people badly. So I see no point in me having to live a life as if if I'm meant to die, then I'm meant to die. That's my time.
100%.
Understand?
100%.
So having to deal with death threats, sharp. Like, it makes me uncomfortable somewhere here and there. But like, go tell up before untola, chum. It's fine.
Okay, it's fine. As someone who not only makes music, right? I mean, you know, you're a record label owner. We just mentioned as well, you know, Black is Brown. You also have Vibes on Main,
sure.
You know?
How
important is it in terms of for you to grow the Mr. Jazzy Q brand, you know, outside of the music?
It is very imperative, my brother, because that for me has funny story.
Yeah,
I always wanted to be like an international DJ. Like, coffee, let's say, kill a zang, let's want a trout child, or every like Nisha little child, or scale, or key superstar.
Wow,
literally,
you like, knew it.
Yeah, like,
it was
I knew,
yeah,
like that's what I lived for, that's what I did,
yeah.
Nadim pinchitsa ka go skela har kopani neli elia speaker
sure
radilata raf
yeah
wam frustan
100%.
So entertainment was really like a thing, you know, like, ish, I hate to say this, but like, I was that kid in the class neli na stifla am ka stifla.
Ejo, let me take a break. We'll continue this chat, you know, in a short while. I'm still hanging out with Abuti Wadi Operations himself. He recently dropped an EP as well. I'm so excited about that. The grass is greener.
Yeah.
I want to find out more about this green
grass. Thank
you, Jesse Q. You know what I mean? Alongside Vigro Deep. And we're going to chat about this in a short while. I'm still hanging out with Abuti Wadi Operations himself. Jesse Q. And I think we need to get into speaking about, you know, the grass is greener alongside Vigro Deep, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're one person that, you know, works with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are actually in the industry, of course.
Sure.
But how do you get to decide on that? Or now it's that time where I need to work with this person? Or how does it get to that? Like, the decision-making process?
I think also it's also majority of those projects is not like planned out, you know. Nal Vigro have been working for years actually, and at no point did we think about dropping. I think maybe also because it wasn't the time, you know, type thing.
Okay.
I think maybe
sure.
You know, time
sure.
will say will actually lead us into where we want to go or how we actually have to roll out stuff.
100%.
So I think going into a manager most of the time. Also like the energy is good.
Energy.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Let's speak about this 8-track EP, right?
Mm.
When did you guys, you know, start working on the EP? And what I actually wanted to also find out, how long did it take to complete it?
Well, it didn't take that long.
Mr. I know. Hotla, hotla, here and there, dad.
Station suckers.
We mentioned that off air. Oh man.
But it was a fun process more than anything, Montuan.
Sure.
Like we were in the energy. I did something, I sent it to Vigro, he sent it back to me same time. The same day he's like to me, actually, let me pull up. I'm like, no, let's rock. I pulled up to the house, we rocked. The next day I was at his house, we rocked.
Mm.
We came out with a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think like Hartswada Ankarnerlim Natikari project over my four. You know. The selection process, yeah, the first project was very hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because also we were trying to target a different audience.
Sure.
We already have when I say we, I speak about me, myself and Vigro.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a different type of audience, which is the audience Erko Pananglionako Amsterdam.
Sure.
Harry Lemafatse.
Harry Lemore.
Isn't Amsterdam Yakamo Paris.
Paris.
Honali Paris. Yamanid. So Harko Pani Hona good environment in Yanate Jual. Kwana more Honang Horre decide or Rafa Mino Joa. I mean, so with obviously me and him,
yeah,
doing a lot of international shows, we obviously know what it would take to cater for that kind of market.
Sure.
So with us processing all that we were doing in this production build up to the project was obviously based on consideration of our market and the market outside.
Mm.
You get me? Because we can't forget, Jorge, as we play on these big stages overseas, there is something that you need to capture.
Sure.
Besides something that you're delivering.
Uh-huh.
Because yes, you can be the delivery guy, mm-hmm. but you need to obviously become a vulela.
Yo, tall. Can't believe you took it there.
Type shit. So
I can't believe you took it
yeah,
there.
Yeah. I mean, it's you need to be strategic about how you move into stuff and the next step you're trying to take within whatever department that you're in, industry, be it society.
Sure. Sure.
On tour.
Sure.
So planning is one thing that we lack, Rona, as South Africans. I'll say that. But we are very gifted.
Sure.
And I think a lot of us are not aware of that. Once a lot of people start traveling the world, they'll see how much South Africa is a very gifted country, and we are taking it for granted.
No, I hear you.
People are really struggling outside.
Yeah, no.
And for the countries that are called first world, come to South Africa, my brother.
Yeah.
That's what you know about first world. Like, it gets bad to a point where I have to correct Americans how to speak. You don't say it like that.
Mm.
Nah. And they'll get really pissed.
But you're actually doing that.
Yeah. Like, British people.
Yeah.
I'm saying, why do you call it Brit? Like, it's Brit-ish.
Ish.
What do you say? King. What's going on, my brother? Come on, man.
Oh, no ways.
It's not what. It's like, why are you saying what? King.
No.
It's water. 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 Water.
Hey, you know what? I need to go back to the music now. So I know Maddo 6 and Fede are the lead singles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I need to find out, what's your favorite track on the EP?
Maddo 6.
That's your favorite?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
Yes.
And in terms of making music, do you still get, you know, nervous when you're making music, or even worried how it might be received?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Very, in case I like, give a little stomach cramps.
Wow.
And then, like, you're slimmer. I don't eat for 3 weeks. You know, like, it's so bad.
The thing is, I'm not sure, because I know the way you are. Could I get sure what goes here serious? Could we level to go back and joke? Because he had some words again. Move on to the Lakers.
Sometimes you just need to laugh about it. Because you obviously can't cry in front of people. And right now, you're making me so uncomfortable. Yeah.
Taking you to another level. All right. No, you gave me what I needed.
So the thing is, like, creation and editing it, so, like, you know, the attachments are by, you know? Sometimes, like, we sit on, like, something that is really, really, really hot, because you fear for, like, how people going to receive it.
Yeah.
Because we're not to you.
Kill born. Last number.
My brother, listen here. Let me tell you something. You don't get it.
Mm.
To you.
Yeah.
It means the world.
Yeah.
And then you give it out to the people, and they're just like, oh. How?
No, I hear you.
You know?
No, I
hear
you.
So, as the position that we are in, it's very tough. It's very tough, because everything that you do,
sure,
is actually everyone else's satisfaction and not yours.
Yeah. No, that's very true. I mean, this year alone, you've given us, what, 2 EPs? And I need to find out, since you spoke, or you're speaking about it right now, to say, you know what, you would sit on projects. So I'm guessing there's a lot of work you still have in that hard drive of yours.
Yeah, I have stuff separate.
Unreleased, of
back
course.
From the Amaroto times to right now. Like, there's so much stuff that is sitting. And also, sometimes it's not by choice, you know. Also, Lenako is not enough. 24 hours in ya, never fit, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear you.
And are not 24 hours a one, but when I knew when I'll 24 hours a pie.
Yeah.
Mararida. No, Marina Hanisi. Okay, sharp. Ne? Mutuna ling new. Utsu housing, start a push. We're not to housing, Usalu Makorengi. Little Hilakanakoi one. I won't for 24 hours in Yan already sick just by waking up.
Yeah.
We're not trying to hurlo be a meat. Naki vil kibule a shower.
Yeah. Out.
24 hours ya rona ile kani. Rona ba tswa sokolang. Okay.
Eish. That's why I'm studying about la bisha.
Emunali.
Hey la la bisha man. Ay.
It's not easy.
No, it's not. It's really not.
Yeah.
And look, I need to find out. I mean, recently Black Motion, you know, they collabed with Murder. And this leads me to this question. I mean, we know the gents aren't cool. Mm. But do you think maybe in the near future we'll get a Jazzy Disciple reunion? Nah.
Ish, Chomi. I'd love to see that happen. But my bro doesn't really want to do it. So, it's really sad. But like, we'll just keep hoping and praying. One day something will happen.
Okay, amen, my brother.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jazzy Q.
All right. Yeah, and before I let you go, Jazzy Q.
Yeah. It's actually Mr. Jazzy, but because the masses have chosen Mr. Jazzy Q, we give it to them like that. Nah. This is a democratic country, and I'm a democratic leader.
Yeah.
So I give democratically democratic decisions.
No. I call.
Actually, I think I need to co-host this show. What do you guys say in the comments? I'll sharp it more. What's up, John?
I'm going to live.
1,000
views.
What plan? Now, Hankaba Koshong, plan. Baby Tang. Drive time. Lunchtime, you know, it's your boy Jazzy. We out here in Capricorn FM. Shout out to your boy.
So bad. Look, before I let you go, my brother, what would you like to say, you know, to your Limpopo fans? I know. To everyone out there that is Team Jazzy Q.
Yeah, you know.
What would you like to say to those people before I let you go?
Before I tell everyone that I love them so much, I need each and every other Mr. Jazzy fan, check out the person that's sitting next to you right now. Tell them how much you appreciate them, because you don't know if they'll be there when you blink the next time around, and show love each and every other time, each and every other chance you get. Make sure that you spread the love. Don't stop sharing the love. There's people who really need it out here. Stay blessed, stay true. It's your boy Abu Dodi Operations. Thank you, Jazzy Q. We out here.
Gang up.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Since
Gabonaga Romagatola
Spani
out
here.
Okay, and then Kupalitlenko Shongyaka, Kajitrita January, Kona Yimo Limpopo, thank you, Jazzy Q, homecoming, yeah, 2025. Yeah, man.
I'm about to bump your song, bro. Fade, right? Since sure. You have that energy already, I need you to introduce the song to the masses.
So, what's up, Opele? Can I love Whitney Houston?
I'm a man of many talents.
I'm here to introduce the song.
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, cool. Yo, it's the latest Mr. Jazzy and Vigro Deep. Hottest right now, called Fede.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.